escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Out here, it's not only the amazing views, but the way time stretches out a little longer and how the breeze hits just right at the summit. With All Trails, you can discover nature's best with over 450,000 trails around the world. Download the free app today.
You know, again, I've said before, fully confident in Cole, it's the reps that he needs to create these calluses that you get when you're young and trying to grow in a position, and being out there is how you get that experience.
Bills head coach Sean McDermott on Cole Bishop. All right, our next guest, Cody Alexander, joining us on the Western Hotline of MatchQuarters.com, host of Let's Talk Ball, the Talk Ball podcast. And Cody, I was telling the story of how I came to find you, your Substack as well. I had a listener send me a podcast you were on talking about Cole Bishop and the Bills' defensive situation, and said, like, this guy had some interesting takes. You should get him on. So I reached out, and here we are. Jeremy and Joe, Cody, thanks for taking some time today.
Yeah, thanks for having me on.
So talk to us about this Bills' defense. Like, yesterday the Bills brought back Jordan Poyer, who'd been in this defense for quite some time. We're kind of waiting on Cole Bishop, a second-round pick, to see if he's going to kind of get what he needs to get to help take this defense to the next level. It's a defense going through a lot of changes, and I want to start on Bishop and the secondary and what you see from the group and what has to happen for Bishop here in year two for him.
Yeah, first there was a transition last year really from majority to high, meaning that we're playing a lot of cover two, and that has kind of been a staple of this unit, really. McDermott going back to Rivera, going back to Jim Johnson, it's pretty similar to similar in the sense of the tree from where Spagnuolo comes from. So they had to transition last year from about a 60-40 mix of, you know, middle of the field open, essentially playing cover two quarters, to a lot more cover three. And I think it had to do with a lot of, we need to add numbers in the box to stop the run. We have linebacker depth that's an issue because of injuries. We're having issues with some of our safeties in terms of just coverage from depth. And you really saw that, and that's one of those reasons why you saw that transition. Speaking on Cole Bishop, this is a player that came from a cover three dominant system at Utah. And so I think it was more of a comfortability thing. He didn't play very well in the slot last year, So there needs to be a transition. And I see that from what he says a lot of times about talking about Coach McDermott, about Cole Bishop, about he needs to get those reps, because right now that's kind of where he's lacking in terms of being able to play everything within that defense.
Cody, one thing I forget where I read this the very first time, and I think it's a common thought in the NFL. There's what you want to do, and there's what you can do, right? And that's like my next question. You mentioned where McDermott came from. We've seen some changes over the years and evolution of the game. Do you think that what you've seen from their switch to more of a cover three is something that they want to do, or something that they've kind of had to do?
That's definitely something they've had to do. That's not something that they want to do. They really are in a cluster of teams that has run primarily middle of the field open defense, meaning that they're running cover two, they're running quarters. A majority, or really more than anybody else in the NFL, they're part of that little cluster. That's what they want to do. That's where this defense stems from. They want to play a four down. They want to play nickel with Taron Johnson on the field, and they want to be able to play cover two and quarters. I think last year with the issues up front that they were having, primarily especially at linebacker with Milano and Bernard getting hurt, you have to add numbers in the box. How do you fix the run when you play such light boxes? You have to add numbers, and I think that's what they were trying to do last year.
So that said, like the overhaul they've had on the defensive front, they've added a bunch of pieces, T.J. Sanders, Deion Walker in the draft, Landon Jackson as well on the edge, Joey Bosa, Michael Hoyt, Larry Ogunjobi. Do you feel like what they're trying to accomplish with that overhaul will allow them to do the things they want to do in the back end?
Right. You kind of say that. Look at all of the front pieces that were added. I think the really interesting one, and it's too bad he's not going to be able to start the year, is Hoyt. What that tells me is a dynamic guy like that that can move around and can drop and do some things, that they're trying to evolve this scheme from being so static four down, where you kind of have, we know we don't blitz a lot. We will blitz the corner every once in a while. We won't blitz a lot, and we won't, drop defensive linemen into coverage. I think you're seeing more or less they're trying to evolve that scheme in that direction and basically loading up on interior defensive linemen and a guy like Joey Bosa, where at his point in his career is really better stopping the run than he is necessarily, he's not going to get 20 sacks. So that to me is showing that they're trying to clean up a lot of that front end so they don't necessarily have to play a ton of cover three in 2025.
We spent so much time on Bishop and safety, as they don't have Poyer and Hyde anymore playing at an elite level, Cody. What about Taylor Rapp next to him? Like, we don't talk about him as much because of the other spot, but how much of a gap do you see from him and what they're trying to do compared to what they would have had with, again, Poyer and Hyde at their best?
I think Rapp doesn't get enough credit for being Rapp is actually a pretty good safety. He would be a starter on most NFL teams. It's just you have that, he's going to miss two or three games every year, and so you're kind of always in a bind, and so you never really get to see a full picture. I think he does really good when he plays deep safety. And then, he meshes well with a guy like DeMar Hamlin or Cole Bishop, that you can put them down in the box and kind of simplify some things. So he's a good coverage safety, and I think that he's exactly what they want. It's just, he's going to miss a couple of games, which then kind of creates issues down the road.
Cody Alexander joining us on the Western Hotline of the TalkBall podcast and the MatchQuarters.com Substack. Looking at the defense overall, we're looking for them to kind of get back to where they were. I've always felt like McDermott knows how to coach defense. And last couple seasons, whether it's injuries or turning over the roster and age, should Bills fans, do you think,
escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Possibility means you have a chance.
Passion opens the door to all possibilities.
When I feel like anything's possible, I feel kind of giddy.
I want to be an astronaut,
be an artist,
be an actress.
To visit another country.
All I need is a backpack and a pair of shoes and I'll find a way.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
I've never felt like more things are possible than right now.
In the right shoes, anything's possible.
DSW, countless shoes at brag-worthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
Out here, it's not only the amazing views, but the way time stretches out a little longer, how laughter bellows louder among friends, and how the breeze hits just right at the summit. With AllTrails, you can discover and experience the best of nature, with over 450,000 trails worldwide and navigation right at your fingertips. Find your outside with AllTrails. Download the free app today and find your next outdoor adventure.
Expect them to kind of start to climb their way back to where they're used to seeing their Bills?
I think if they can fix the front issues that they have, where you're not so reliant on the four guys that are out there, that you create a healthy rotation, and that will help. I am a little concerned with the corner. Tre'Davious White has been good, but he was good like 4 years ago. There's really not anybody behind him. Having Maxwell Hairston, who I thought was a perfect fit zone corner, long, exactly what they want in corner. Would have been really nice to start opposite Christian Benford, who, by the way, is starting to become a name around the league as somebody outside of Buffalo, as somebody like, oh, hey, this guy needs to start being in the conversation of top 10 corners. So I think that this is a defense, if everything stays relatively healthy. I think last year it just was like one thing after another. They couldn't really get started. This is a defense that, again, should be a top 10 defense in the NFL if everything stays healthy and everybody kind of performs at what we know that they can.
And then it might all end up in a Chiefs playoff game, which I don't know how much you went play-by-play in that AFC Championship, Cody, but it seemed like the Bills ran a lot more man coverage against the Chiefs in that game and how much that might differ from previous playoff matchups. Do you have an opinion on, like, if they get to that spot again, what defensively might be their best move? I mean, the Chiefs, they run through a lot of teams in the playoffs, but they average more points against the Bills than anybody. They really haven't gotten their way at all. And what maybe their best avenue would be to stopping them?
Which the irony here is that their defense is built to really perform well against the Chiefs and the Bengals. The problem with the Chiefs is that they can find the one weak link, and then they'll just hammer it. And if it's one of those guys in the intermediate, then they're going to be able to take advantage of that. You know, so last year with a lot of the injuries, just the way that they were trying to play a lot of cover three, all those crossing routes that they love to run are all going to be open. Cause that's the one thing, like, how do you defeat cover three? You run these intermediate crossing routes. Well, that's also one of the ways that you can defeat man zone. In fact, but it was a little interesting. Buffalo was 29th last year in man coverage percentage. So you're looking at a team that was trying to figure something out and try and maybe throw a curveball. And a lot of teams do this. It's almost like if you're a football coach, you've ever had to then flip and then you got to now defend the flex bone or triple option. And like, all you've been seeing is like Y off at basic NCAA offense. And then you have to go play the Chiefs. They're kind of like that because they're really a designer defense or offense. So you have to almost play a designer defense, and sometimes that can hurt you with the Chiefs.
Yeah, well, we've seen it a few times. We're waiting for either the offense to get four more or the defense to give up four less, because it's, you know, the close games, and it's a great life being a Bills fan right now, Cody, but it's also, you know, frustrating by the end of it. Yeah. So we're trying not to go crazy over here. Cody, thanks for the time. Pleasure to have. Would love to have you on again. Thanks again.
Anytime. Thank you, guys.
All right, matchquarters.com, his Substack. You can follow him on Twitter at @the_coach_A, the coach A, Cody Alexander of the Talk Ball podcast as well.
I understood what he was talking about with Flexbone, because I've been playing a lot of NCAA video game football.
You're rocking the Flexbone?
No, but it took me three games to figure out how to defend it.
Okay.
It's like very gimmicky, and I was losing my mind at how to stop it, but I figured it out eventually. Yeah.
I think I've read that there's going to be a lot of pistol in the NFL this year.
Yeah?
Yeah. A lot of pistol. We'll see.
Because of what? Like preseason?
I don't know. Just yeah, like that this might be a year where you just see an uptick in the pistol formation.
Okay.
So, anyway. Shotgun with the
running
back.
Will Mel Kiper call to ban it in week three when scoring is up?
Yeah. 803-0550 to join us if you'd like. Coming up at 9 o'clock, Christopher Carter on the Steelers. We do 14 teams in 14 days. We'll check in on Pittsburgh, see how things are going in Pittsburgh. Take your calls. I got a story about a spider, apparently, I got to share with you. I'm going to tell you about that. Yeah. Yeah, we've got a new house guest.
Apparently. This isn't the one that eats birds or whatever?
No, it's not the one. No.
What's the one I'm thinking of?
A spider that eats birds? I don't know about that one.
Isn't there a spider that eats birds?
A spider that eats birds. Yes. It's known as the Goliath Bird Eater. Good name.
Real creative on that.
The Goliath Bird Eater.
What should we name this giant spider that is known to eat birds? How about the Goliath Bird Eater?
How long do they live? Here's your fun fact of the day. Stat of the day.
4,000 years.
They can live up to 25 years.
Jeez.
Imagine a spider.
Like, a 20-year-old spider.
This is...
He's been doing it since 06.
This is Jasmine. She's 24.
He's been doing it since 03.
Eating birds.
Eating birds since 03, yeah.
Look at what we're learning today. We learned about Goliath bird eaters and how the world record for how far an egg has been thrown.
This is not the spider, though, that you're going to talk about.
No, if it is, I'm not going home. No. There's a bird eater on our porch. I'm not going home. All right, Jeremy and Joe on WGR.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
No matter why your clients give, a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360 makes charitable giving simple and efficient. They can get a tax deduction upon funding an account, and their assets can potentially grow tax-free as they recommend when and where to give. DAF Giving 360 has over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together to make a greater impact. Learn more at dafgiving360.org/advisors.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their 6-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The 4-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.